and welcome. It's our number four of the podcast, and Josh Allen slicing up with surgical precision the Miami Dolphins, making them into some seafood on a platter there as they just tore into the Miami Dolphins. So Josh Allen, is he the favorite to be the MVP in the NFL? I put the kibosh on that conversation way too premature. I'll tell you why here in hour number four. Let's go, Buffalo! The Bills make me want to shout. That's how the song goes. I didn't really sing it, but the Buffalo Bills off to the solid start. They win again over the weekend, and the hyperbole is flying in the air everywhere, kind of like how we are here inside the Magic Radio Box as we sermonize the world that is the National Football League, as we are in the air everywhere, the vast and powerful Fox Sports Radio Empire, celebrating 20 years of broadcasting as we emanate from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Although we're apart these days, we're sharing more, and Geico sharing more too with the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for both current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So we're back at it again, and the Miami Dolphins are not only a football team, they're not very good. So I was not planning on focusing in on this game very much, but there's a lot of chatter coming out of this game about the team that won, which is not the Dolphins. The Dolphins played host to the Buffalo Bills in week number two. Now, this is a game that was not a high-profile game, so chances are you probably did not watch it. It was not on your radar. Even if you had access to it, you might not have checked it out. But let me give you the brief synopsis on what happened here. So Josh Allen passed for 417 yards and four touchdowns, and the Buffalo Bills held off the Miami Dolphins for a 2-0 start in the 2020 season. Wake up, Jim Kelly. And the old Buffalo Bills of Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed in that vintage. Now, Josh Allen becoming the fourth NFL quarterback to throw for more than 700 yards, six touchdowns, and no interceptions in the first 2 weeks of a season. He joins a list of contemporaries such as Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Patrick Mahomes. That's it. That's the list. Now, the media buzz following this win, a game that was delayed because of weather and electrical issues and all kinds of things, the media buzz is all about the burly quarterback from the shadow of Niagara Falls. It is a love fest. It is a Josh Allen palooza going on in Buffalo right now. Everyone and their mother is trying to one-up each other with compliments for Josh Allen. Things have gotten so out of hand, so rambunctious, that some pundits have now determined after two games, Josh Allen is the clear favorite to win the most valuable player honors in the NFL circa 2020. So let us discuss the question. Are you buying the Josh Allen hype train? Choo-choo! As the favorite to win the MVP race in the NFL. Now, I'm a skeptic, and I don't buy it. I'm impressed, but I don't buy it. I'm not there yet. I've got lightweights, nine holes, and medals. And we will combine all of these things together. All of these things together. Now, we lead off with the fact that Josh Allen, who so far, by his standard, has shown pinpoint accuracy. The book on Josh Allen up until now has been he is the compass rose. He does not know where the ball is going half the time. Well, so far, that has not been the case. So far, he has corrected and improved in this department. Now, this should give the Bills Mafia reason to celebrate, and he's certainly being hyped up because of it. Nevertheless, you got to be the grown-up in the room here. You look at the competition. Josh Allen has beaten up a couple of monstrosities of the AFC least. The Miami Dolphins this week and the Jets suck, suck, suck. These teams are both NFL teams. They're both lightweights is what they are. And these are a couple of teams who combined the Dolphins and the Jets. By the time it's all said and done, more is said than done, they will likely win together, what, five games? the way the Jets are going right now, you're in the prison of the moment, you'd say the Jets might win one. The Dolphins, maybe they win four somewhere along the way. Two of those against the Jets. Well, they're going to play each other twice, so they'll get at least two wins in that two games. Now, to rephrase this, the wins of the Buffalo Bills are fine. They're good, even. You'd even put them in the good category. And for Josh Allen, his confidence, that's important, right? You're enhancing your statistics. That's what you do against bad teams. You fatten up your stats. But you also have to do it against the better teams, or else you get tagged as Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, the book on Dak Prescott. Great against bad defenses. Against better defenses, he's exposed. We don't know yet with Josh Allen because it's a small sample size, but Buffalo has a tougher opponent next week with the Rams coming to the shores of Lake Erie. And Josh Allen will have opportunities later this season as we matriculate down the schedule against the varsity. Some heavyweights, not lightweights, heavyweights, defensively. Now, we don't know what the Patriots are yet. They're 1-1. Their defense got burned by Russell Wilson. But you would assume that the Patriots are going to be a better defensive team. Not a top five defensive team, but certainly better than the Jets and the Miami Dolphins. And so Buffalo gets two games with the Patriots. They get one game with the Tennessee Titans, which you thought was going to be a very tough game, but Tennessee's got some defensive issues percolating in Nashville. Then you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers with those seven first-round picks on defense. The L.A. Chargers. Buffalo's got a date with the L.A. Chargers later on. They play Seattle and also the 49ers, and who knows what the 49ers will be by that point. But the conversation here about Josh Allen, while I am not convinced that what I'm seeing is real and not a mirage, I will have a better opinion and a more complete opinion when he plays these better teams. If he is still Josh Allen doing the monster mash at the bash every week, then we will reevaluate at that time. But I'm not there yet. And furthermore, Josh Allen off to a flying start. Great. Wonderful. Right? That does not mean he's the MVP. Let's put the kibosh on that right now. Hold your horses. Hold your horses down for the MVP. This is what's known as jumping the gun. It is akin to declaring the winner at a golf tournament after 9 holes. You wouldn't do that because people would goof on you if you did that. It's like saying a team leading after 6 minutes of a 48-minute NBA game is going to win the game, or 7.5 minutes of an NFL game, because that is the equivalent of 12.5% of an NFL season. Two games out of a 16-game season is 12.5%, which is the same as 9 holes in a golf tournament, or 6 minutes in an NBA game, or 7.5 minutes in an NFL game. You get the point, all right? You get the point. Buffalo has a long and winding road, this season ahead of them. And so I always look at this. You got to wait at least 8 games. Typically, the MVP is won down the stretch, right? Down the stretch. That's normal. You got to be in position. And for that, sure, Josh Allen is putting himself in the conversation. That I will concede. But you don't win it, right? It's all about being in a situation where you have a chance to then jockey for position down the stretch. You're jockeying for position. And so after 2 games, yeah, Josh Allen's in the conversation. He has done that. But remember last year, Lamar Jackson, he carved up the Miami Dolphins and the Arizona Cardinals last season, the first couple games. And we were skeptical of Lamar Jackson, whether or not that was real or not. And it turned out that was not an illusion, that Lamar Jackson was able to do that during the course of the regular season. Now, he was exposed in the playoffs as a turnover machine, but in the regular season, he was fine. And so that turned out not to be a mirage. The jury is still out on Josh Allen. It just is. That's the way it is. Now, the last thing here. So Josh Allen has improved his accuracy. The nucleus has improved for the Buffalo Bills. They have better players around him on offense. They have modernized the offense, which is important. And so far, Josh Allen is completing over 70% of his passes. He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. And Allen has 729 yards passing. He's averaged 9 yards per attempt. That's a big stat, right? 7's average. 8's really good. 9's really, really, really good. And so the numbers are of an elite performance so far against a couple of tomato cans. Josh Allen has played like a monster against the hoi polloi of the NFL, overindulging on the Jets and the Miami Dolphins, and he gets a couple more games against those teams down the line. But these are peasants. These are peasants. That does not impress me. You don't get any kind of medal for showing up and beating up the Jets and the Dolphins. You might win a division by doing that. The Patriots have certainly done that over the years, beating up the Jets and the Dolphins, but that's what you're supposed to do. So Josh Allen, again, he will have an opportunity to rise on up to the occasion in due time. But the Bills, they have the tougher schedule on the backside of the season, and it's going to get tougher with the Rams. The Rams are not a great team, but they appear to be a pretty good team. Jared Goff has some confidence on offense, but the Rams have two elite all-pro level players on defense with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald in the middle, so that is an upgrade, and we'll see how Josh Allen responds coming up this next weekend there for the Buffalo Bills. But not my MVP. He's not my MVP after two games. Sorry! All right, now meanwhile, the game last night, if you're late to the party here, and for those of you who maybe, you know, getting up early, you did not stay up for the Sunday night game, the Seattle Seahawks came down to the final play. Cam Newton drives the Patriots down the field on the final possession of the game. They got the ball, the Patriots. They obtained possession of the ball at their own 19-yard line. And Cam Newton, with poise, with confidence, led the Patriots down a 9-play, 74-yard drive. There were 5 penalty yards, so most of it was done via the Cam Newton Express. 79 net yards, when you include the penalties. They picked up 6 first downs on the drive. They got all the way down, the Patriots did, to the 1-yard line. 3 seconds were left on the clock. And Cam Newton and the Patriots say to make a decision. What are you going to do, right? 3 seconds to go. Patriots went to their bread and butter. They decided to run the football, and Cam Newton did not get anywhere. He ran into a brick wall of Seattle defensive players. Everyone watching knew that that was going to be the play that was run. I did a monologue on this earlier. You can download the podcast. Like, it would be better radio if I was going to kill Josh McDaniels, but in real time, when I'm watching the game, all right, what play are you going to call? You're down by 5. You got the ball at the 1-yard line. Cam Newton, quarterback keeper. Cam Newton, quarterback keeper. I don't want Cam throwing in that spot. I want Cam running in that spot. And there was no real protection. And Cam did this weird, like, sidestep. And he spun around. And it was like a ballerina-type move. It was ugly. It was ugly. So the Seahawks hold on. And Russell Wilson ended up throwing 5 touchdown passes in that game last night, had an average of over 10 yards per attempt, and he was dropping dimes all over the place. And so Seattle wins. They're 2-0. The Patriots are 1-1, and they make that long trek back. They're flying right now, I would imagine, and be landing in a few hours in the Boston area there as the Patriots go down. They got the Raiders next week on the schedule. All right, we'll take your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. When crazy eyes are looking at you, when crazy eyes are looking at you, we'll get to that and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite. 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people, that would be you, following the voice of this show. On Twitter, he's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He is the man who plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Been spending most of their lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Ben Maller, what's up?
Been spending most of their lives.
And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
If you are a fan of injuries, this was your weekend in the NFL. The injury tent filling up. It's like the big top. Where do we begin? Christian McCaffrey. Going to have an MRI later today, according to state-sponsored NFL media. They will try to determine how messed up Christian McCaffrey's ankle is, which will affect fantasy football teams from coast to coast. Drew Lock, the Bronco quarterback, he's got a messed up shoulder. He's going to miss 2 to 6 weeks. Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a high ankle sprain for the Niners, so he's out. And that means that the great Nick Mullins is expected to start at least the next couple of games. It's going to be at least a couple of games with Jimmy Garoppolo on the shelf. But wait, there's more. You want in? We got plenty of injuries here. Raheem Mostert, the 49er running back, he messed up his knee. He did not return to the game against the Jets. I've not seen an update on his status. We can go down the list here. A bunch of big names in the NFL dinged up. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's say hello to Kevin in Boston. What's going on, Kevin? You're on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
What's going on? Talk to me, man. What's up?
Hey, I was going to make a point. I'm obviously a Pats fan. I was going to make a point on them and also on the Packers, but I heard you a couple segments ago talking about what a dumpster fire the Lions are already, as they are every year. Have you noticed how crazy it is that it's like every coach that coaches under Belichick and then leaves, like, they beat Belichick when they play him head-to-head, and then they never make any other mark on the league. Like, Mangini beat him in 06 with the Jets in 2010 with the Browns. McDaniels beat him with the Broncos in 09. Patricia beat him 2 years ago. Flores beat him last year. It's like they just beat Belichick, and then they never do anything else. They just, you know, it's
is
like
it
the,
every one of the guys on the Belichick coaching tree is off to an 0-2 start this year, I believe. Right?
Yeah, they leave and they're able to beat him somehow the first time, but then they never really are able to do anything else. But that wasn't my main point. I was going to make a point on the Packers and then get to the Pats really quick if I can. But yeah, I you don't sound like you believe in the Packers from what I heard a couple segments ago.
I don't buy it. Listen, they're off to a great start. They've been very impressive, but I'm not buying them. Something about that team that I have not. That I have just not bought into. I didn't buy into them last year, and I know it's only been a couple of games this year, but there's something missing from that team, and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, again, as a Pats fan, like I remember like the Pats had their first leg of the dynasty, then they kind of had that period of time between the first Giants loss in 2013 where they didn't really do much, and then Brady Garoppolo got drafted in 2014, and it, you know, kind of seemed like it lit a fire under Brady's ass, and from 14 to when he left last year, they went back to, you know, four Super Bowls, won three of them. And I really think when I saw the Packers take Jordan Love in the first round, not only take him in the first round a quarterback, but did you see he's the first rookie quarterback to get a fully guaranteed contract since they changed the rookie pay scale, which I think was in 2011. So if Aaron Rodgers has any stones left at this point, I'm thinking that maybe he has that same mentality that I think Brady had in 2014. Like, this team's not going to give me any weapons. They're already starting to plan for the future. Like, I think his mindset might be like, hey, well, you know, watch what I go do now. And, you know, it's only two games in, obviously, but he's throwing for 600 yards, I believe, and six touchdowns.
He's off to a great start. But, you know, the Vikings, I don't know what's going on with Minnesota. I thought that was a playoff team. They don't look like a playoff team right now to start the year. And everyone beats up the Lions, as you said. All right, Kevin. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I don't even think you got to your point about the Patriots. But you did get to a bunch of other points, which is good enough, right? That's good enough. Let's go to Chris in Houston. Hello, Chris. When is your Tommy John surgery, Chris?
I don't know, Ben. I tell you, you know what, Ben, I watched a little bit of that Texan game, and I got to tell you, man, I want him to lose every game because I want Bill O'Brien ran up out of town. I was thinking about Jim Harbaugh. Isn't it Jim Harbaugh, huh, the one that's in Michigan?
Michigan coach? He's the other Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, yeah.
I think we should try a new lead, man, because that dude there is hot garbage. And, you know, I ain't getting too much in there. That was just too much to be. But, I mean, is Atlanta trying out for Choker of the Year? Is that what they doing?
Well, they already have like the choker of the decade, though, the Atlanta Falcons. 28-3. You can put pot shots at the Clippers all you want, but a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl a few years back, that's the greatest choke of all time.
Well, they just felt kind of salty because you guys were trying to take away their shine, so they had to go ahead and show y'all how it's done, giving them Cowgirls a win. And now Dak Prescott looked like a star. Again.
Well, he always – against the bad teams, he always lights up the bad teams. Let's see him do it against Seattle next week. Let's see him pass for 400 yards against the Seattle defense next week. You think he's going to do that? I don't.
Now, isn't it fitting for LeBron to whine about not getting the MVP? Didn't he whine to get Anthony Davis? Why would somebody give you an MVP when you whined and basically – forced a trade to get Anthony Davis.
Well, listen, that's not only is that LeBron whine, but then you look at the idiots in New Orleans who, Anthony Davis wants to play for the Lakers. We'll send him to the Lakers. What? Who gives in when a player's a bad apple? You give in to the guy and send him to where he wants to go? That's incompetence by New Orleans. All right, your phone sucks. I can't handle your phone. Mad Clown is somewhere deep in the heart of Texas. Hello, Mad Clown is next on Fox.
That's right. It's Mad Clown Monday with the Godfather, Eddie Garcia, the Dennis the Menace, Justin Cooper, and the Raider Nation, Mr. Roberto Flores. And that's right. And,
the greatness of the Raiders.
The Ben Maller Show. That's right. Ben Maller Show. Clipper
yes.
Apologist. Clipper suck up.
Truth teller.
You know. Ben, how many more wins for the people's team to get to the championship or to win a championship? Is it nine?
Well, they have
still
to.
Nine?
Well, they reset. They have to win 16 games. So next year they have to win 16 games. Listen, the NBA is over. It's all about football now. No one's watching basketball. I guarantee you the ratings are going to be terrible for the NBA. No one's watching. It's all about football. People have moved on to football.
Big advice for me, for the Clippers, change the name to the Los Angeles Trash. That's what you are.
Boy, that's a
not you.
Boy, Mad Clown. That's a tremendous phone call, Mad Clown. I mean, my God, we all got a little bit dumber listening to this phone call, Mad Clown.
I thought it was the best call we've had tonight.
You
to be
made
honest.
Everyone a little stupider. Everyone's a little bit dumber after hearing Mad Clown
calling.
I'd love
to see the mascot.
They can keep the same mascot.
That's true. That's a good point.
Ben,
the jealousy.
The Raiders.
Oh,
yeah. You know, just be after.
Now, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
What are we jealous of?
I picked the Raiders to win tonight. But after this phone call, I now hope the Saints win by 7,000 points. I hope I lose the bet because that would make you miserable, Mad Clown. And this
phone call is
miserable. So go Saints, go. Even though I bet on the Raiders, go Saints, go.
What is still wrong with the Clippers?
You guys are so jealous of the Clippers. You can't let it go. You cannot let it go. You keep bringing up the Clippers. I didn't bring up the Clippers at all. You bring up the Clippers. You guys are so worried about the Clippers. And I would be too. They got that new arena they're building over in Inglewood, the best arena in professional basketball. It took me right across.
Super
that's
worried
be the hottest,
that they might beat us from their homes,
the
from
hottest,
their couches.
The hottest part of Los Angeles going to be in Inglewood. And they got the Super Bowl going to be there, the NFL stadium, the greatest NBA arena right across the street. And the Lakers are stuck in that shack, that dump, that outdoor urinal in downtown L.A. What a disaster. Boy, the Lakers, they had to move out of there. They are bad.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
So one of the things about this 2020 sports world is that the media has been barred from actually attending a lot of the practices that have been going on, in football in particular. And one of the players that changed teams in the offseason, a guy by the name of Todd Gurley, there were glowing stories about how good Todd Gurley looked at Atlanta Falcon camp, and man, were they happy, and he had shown some of the old bursts that he had in the past, and they were just going on and on and on and on about Todd Gurley. So we are two games into the NFL season. Now, how did Todd Gurley do? The Falcons put up 39 points and lost to the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Todd Gurley attempted 21 carries. He had 61 yards rushing. That is an average of 2.9 yards per rushing attempt. That sounds a lot like the same old Todd Gurley that was with the Rams last year and had no burst. His longest run was only 8 yards in that game for the Atlanta Falcons. And speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, there is a petition up on change.org to fire Dan Quinn. Now, this is the easiest thing to do. Anyone can start a petition on change.org, but it is up right now, and it's only been up for a few hours, and it's already gotten around 500 people have signed the change.org petition to fire the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, a defensive mastermind, it says here. However, the defense is pitiful with him at the helm. So there is that. Let's go back to the phones, and who is next? Let's say hello to Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick.
Good morning, Ben and crew. How are you?
Hello to you, Dick in Dayton. No Browns, no Bengals to watch on Sunday.
No, but I was surprised, Ben, how they came back from that bad defeat of the Ravens. They just, Chubb was looking good. And Baker Mayfield just lit the sky up. They look pretty good.
Well, you are Mr. Ohio, but you are more of a Browns fan than a Bengals fan. But Joe Burrow looked good also. So you
Yeah. I think they were talking on Cincinnati stations this week that they, how close they come, they think it's going to be, he's the future quarterback of the Bengals.
Well, that is a hot statement. I did not see that. You're telling me that local Cincinnati radio guys think that Joe Burrow, the number one pick, is going to be the quarterback of the future for the Bengals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is wild. Those guys that do local radio in Cincinnati know what the hell they're talking about. That is a hot take. Solid. Man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
happy. I think they can win Sunday. I think they can beat Washington, the Browns.
Well, I would hope they would be able to beat Washington. If they can't beat Washington, then you might want to call for an investigation. But would you trade? This is the ultimate question here. Right now, Dick and Dayton, would you trade Baker Mayfield for Joe Burrow? You like Baker Mayfield, but would you rather have Joe Burrow on the Browns?
Yeah, I would.
You would? You would make that trade?
Sure. Wow.
All right. Let's play a game. How many calls has Dick and Dayton made to Sports Talk Radio the last 7 days? You had the Browns, Bengals, Thursday night. You got a lot of things going on, all the moving parts, the Reds, the Indians in baseball. All right. I will say Dick and Dayton has made 5 calls to sports radio the last 7 days. Eddie.
Ben, you were really close, but the correct answer is 6. 6 phone
calls. Okay. Roberto?
7.
7. All right. 5, 6, 7. Coop?
3.
All right, Dick and Dayton, reveal answers. How many calls have you made to Sports Talk Radio the last 7 days?
Ben, you won.
Oh, I won. Thank you. Thank you, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, the great Dick and Dayton.
It's amazing. He never gives a number. He just always says, Ben, you won.
Well, the man knows. He speaks
His
the gospel.
His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
It's a hot take right there, Eddie. Joe Burrow, you heard it first here from the local Cincinnati guys. That
Those
Burrow's
guys.
The quarterback of the future.
They know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear from Crazy Eyes? This is great. So Crazy Eyes, of course, is
that Gase?
Yeah, Adam Gase, the coach of the Jets. And he got a little spicy with his language here. Here is Adam Gase. Now, the Jets went out. Plausibly, they practiced all week to get ready to take on the 49ers. Then they got the good fortune of finding out that, actually, they knew this on Friday, that Kittle wasn't going to play, the top playmaker for the 49ers. They then learned that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be knocked out of the game at halftime, so they had the backup quarterback in the second half. Mostert, the star of the playoffs at the running back position, he also got knocked out. And the Jets still lost 31-13 to the 49ers. And here is the coach, Crazy Eyes, looking at you, Adam Gase, summing up the state of the Jets.
Are you angry? Are you embarrassed? What are you feeling right now?
I'm pissed right now. I mean, that's no fun going out there and getting your feet. So, I mean, we need to get better fast.
The great thing about that soundbite is, A, it's not dated, right? It's not dated, so you could use it whenever. And B, you could use it at any point in Adam Gase's career. Because play it again. He did not mention the Jets. He did not mention the other team. He just merely cursed a couple of times, and then that was it.
Are you angry? Are you embarrassed? What are you feeling right now?
I'm pissed right now. I mean, no fun going out there and getting your beat. So, I mean, we need to get better fast.
The funny thing, I have a buddy of mine that covers the Jets, and he was complaining, he was lamenting the fact that the media was banned from a lot of the practices and whatnot, but everyone associated with the Jets said how amazing the practices were and how the Jets were just doing such a great job in practice and were so ready for the season, and just a load of absolute bullcrap. Just a load of absolute bullcrap. Robin Vegas writes and says, Ben, your monologue got me all fired up. If Josh Allen wins the MVP, then the NFL might as well just fold and file for Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Standards have been lowered. Let's just crown Hornswoggle as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Boom, done.
Who?
Now, Chris, the TV guy, writes in. He says, is Chris in Houston actually I'll Be Your Dog from The Hangover? His calls are always funnier when I picture that. He says, well, whatever it takes, Chris, to make Chris in Houston an interesting phone call. Whatever it takes. There you go. A lot of reaction to the phone call from Dick in Dayton here. And on and on and on. All right, do we want to play the game? We have some other big-name callers on hold here. So this is the point where the fork in the road. Do we want to take the big-name callers? Do we want to play the game show? What do we want to do here?
What game is it?
Well, today is Coach Player Entertainer. Thanks for paying attention.
Screw that game.
All right, we'll take more calls. Eddie wants to blow off the game, Coach Player Entertainer. We will have, let's see here, we got Cowboys, some other big names. There's a line open, 877-99 on Fox. We'll let the people speak. We are the voice of the people, unless we're not. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Only a few rare birds are able to listen to all 4 hours of the Ben Maller Show live overnight, but thanks to podcasting, you have no excuse to miss a second of our unorthodox chatter. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us 5 stars. It's quick, painless, and a noise management. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I'm not the first, and I will not be the last to say that with Saquon Barkley, it appears out with a torn ACL, the Giants have a legitimate chance at going 0-16. They're going to make noise for that number one pick. And then that, talk, how about that? Wouldn't that be great? Giants, number one pick. The Jets could have the number two pick. You've got Trevor Lawrence as the de facto number one pick. And it's a race of futility between the New York, actually they're in New Jersey, but the Giants and Jets to try to get Trevor Lawrence. But Saquon Barkley, who got off to a terrible start in the Monday night game, we goofed on him, we mocked him for that. And then he comes back, and against Chicago, they're going to have an official announcement later on today, but by all indications, he is going to be out for the rest of the 2020 season. Let's go to the phones here, and we say hello to, let's go to Chris in Boston. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
What's going on, man? What you got, Chris?
Listen, I thought everyone in the world knew, you know, the Pats get down to the 1-yard line, and I don't disagree with the call. You go with that, but I would have loved to seen a Steve Grogan naked bootleg by from Cam, something like that, because that was just the pirouette, barrelina, whatever, you know what I mean? But real quick, Ben, on the Celtics, do they come back against the Miami Heat?
They got off the schneid over the weekend, but they're the more talented team from top to bottom. Now, usually that is a sport where the more talented team wins. It hasn't always worked out here in the bubble where the more talented team wins. We've seen some big upsets by NBA standards, but yes, the Celtics, you know, they should, the first couple games, though I look at it the same way I look at the Clippers who didn't come back, but you have double digit leads. You're giving those leads up. You're the better team.
But does it matter because we all lose to the Lakers?
No, don't say that. Come on, Chris. Come on. We got to find a way for the Lakers to go down. I don't know if it's voodoo or some other thing here. Yeah, we need something, man. All right, thank
you,
Chris.
I love you,
man. All right, boy, big fan. Love you too. All right, Credit Card Gordon is in Ottawa. Hello, Credit Card Gordon.
Hello, Big Ben. Who do you like? Do you like the Saints? I'm 11-4.
You're 11-4? Is that right?
Yeah, need this one.
Well, I had a couple of bad beats. I think I only got 7 right so far this weekend, 6 or 7. I picked the Raiders at home, I think they're getting 5, 5.5, something like that. So I picked the Raiders plus the points.
They're getting points?
Yeah, they're playing the New Orleans Saints. I don't know if you know this. The Saints are one of the top teams in the NFL.
I know. Oh, I see. New Orleans is a favorite.
Yes, New Orleans is favored. The Raiders are they're the home dog.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no home there. There's nobody there.
The greatness of the Raiders.
Yeah, but the Saints still had to travel and all that. So,
oh, that's abuse.
Yes, clearly. All right, I gotta go. Thank you. I mean, what do you want? This is the line. I've got the line on the offshore books at 6. The Raiders, the Saints are favored by 6. The sharps are on the side of the Raiders for whatever that's worth. The public is loading up on the Saints. Let's cowboy up now, and we go to a legend who got the seal of approval from the Boston hater who said, "Give me more, give me more, give me more." We go to Windsor, Ontario, Cowboy John Brad.
Okay, thank you, Boston hater. And yesterday, Sophia Loren, one of the great timeless beauties, was 86. But Sheila Ford Hamp, please fire Quinn and Patricia. And today, former MLBers Sam McDowell and Cecil Fielder are 78 and 57,
hey, where are the white
respectively.
Women at?
And former NBA centers Artis Gilmore, who's in the Hall of Fame, and Rick Mahorn are 71 and 62, respectively. And 86 years ago today, the Cardinals' Paul Dean no-hit the Giants in the second game of the doubleheader, 3-0. His brother Dizzy took a no-hitter into the ninth inning of the first game of the doubleheader. And I'll speak to people tomorrow morning. Bucks and Blondes and Black Cowboys Matter. Bye bye.
And where are the white women at?
My lover balls.
Cowboy's one of the only people that actually listens when I say wrap it up. Nobody else. They go longer and longer. Cowboy, all right, that's it. I'm done. See you later.
Got a murder. Got to go.